Hi guys, welcome to episode 11 of Success in the City. Today we're going to be talking about motivation.
Yes, so let's dive in. Let's talk about what makes you motivated and how you stay motivated.
Yeah, so, you know, for me there's two main things that keep me motivated at work. One is money and the other is being challenged. So for money, you know, it's I want to be able to afford the kinds of things that my parents were never able to afford.
Right.
I want to have the kind of life that, you know, they were never able to have because they were first generation immigrants here. Uh-huh. And, you know, times were tough when I was young. So I want to have that kind of, you know, financial stability, financial freedom. Uh-huh. To not have to worry about money, to not have to worry about finances, to be able to be, to focus my energy onto like the things that I'm really passionate about.
Yeah, that's very liberating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, the second thing I said was being challenged, which is being able to learn new things, being able to sort of shift the way that I'm thinking about things and just, you know, evolving from an intellectual point of view.
Yeah. And there's nothing scarier for me to like, scarier than knowing that I am like, you know, falling behind intellectually. Because like everyone around us, the new generation, and then everything around us, like the technology, is advancing so fast.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, what if I don't keep up? Or what if I don't stimulate myself and I fall behind? You know, so I totally agree with that point.
I think a lot of that pressure is internal.
Mm-hmm.
And we put a lot more pressure on ourselves than anyone externally ever puts on us.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So
relatable.
A lot of that is kind of artificial.
Uh-huh.
That constant need for more intellectual stimulation, basically.
Or a constant focus on like self-improvement, you know.
It is,
or
yeah.
Productivity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know like that was the main reason I've left all of my jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might have been triggered by something like a bad bonus or something like that. But at the end of the day, if I was truly passionate about the job and I was truly learning a lot, I would have put all of that aside.
Right.
So, at the end of the day, it is just this having to feel like I'm learning more, like I'm furthering my future career prospects as well.
Yeah.
And just, you know,
becoming... Just a more, like, sense of fulfillment, I feel like.
Yeah. I always liked in school when I was learning. I never cared much for, like, the school part of things other than just, you know, I wouldn't really go to class or anything. I would just stay in my dorm room and read the textbook. And that's because for me, like, I didn't like how the professors explained things. I didn't like necessarily like working with other students on assignments or whatever.
You're like not a team player.
I'm not much of a team player. No, for me, it was always just about like learning and then just kind of thinking about how can I apply these things to the real world? How can I, that's always been something I've been interested in.
Yeah. So to recap, the two main things that keep you motivated, I guess money, a crude way of saying it, but actually what money gets you, the kind of life standard that you want to have, that is substantially better than your parents had, because you can, you know, you're second generation here. And then secondarily, the second thing that motivates you is this, you know, constantly learning, constantly improving yourself and being challenged. So that's great. And that was probably one of the reasons that you kept moving and you're on your fourth job. You know, good for you for taking some action to stay motivated, right? For me, I guess my reasons are a bit more sentimental, but like I guess a little related to yours in the sense that like I also compare myself to my parents, but I'm actually first generation here. So for me, what keeps me motivated is like really hustling, really, you know, saving and investing and being able to help my parents. financially, and you know, just like they never traveled like we do, we take it for granted. Yeah. They don't even currently like own an apartment or a house. So one of my goals is to just like save enough for myself first, and you know, feel comfortable to be able to make a big purchase back home, right, for them. So, you know, the fact that I have other people that I would like to work hard for, they don't put any pressure on me. They just want me to be happy. But like, I put that pressure on myself. That keeps me motivated because mm-hmm. I'm not just in it for myself. It's almost like, I guess this is how like MDs feel if they have kids and shit. you know, so that really helps me stay motivated because I realize like I have a purpose that's just bigger than me. Yeah. And, you know, it's not just my happiness. I want to make other people happy in my family by providing them things that they can't even think about. Like, they can't even imagine having. Like, my parents came to the U.S. for the first time for my graduation, right? And back then, like, I was a student, but I had that one corporate internship at a big asset manager, and I had like some money from my internship, and that was the only reason I could afford to have them fly, right? That was my first realization. I was like, wow, this is just the beginning, and I can already do things for my parents that like kind of like, you know, things that they've never experienced, right? So that was that was very exciting for me. So like that started then I had my full-time roles. I was able to send money like more regularly back home. And when I say send money regularly, I mean like a couple of hundreds here and there. They can be so meaningful back home, right? So that's the main thing that motivates me these days. And then I guess the second thing is just thinking about how many people would like kill to be in my position. Like thinking about the level of competition and how selective these processes were, and constantly looking back and think about the progress I made mm-hmm. and where I am today. And that makes me feel like more grateful for, you know, my position, and stop hating it if, you know, as much as I can. Obviously I'm at a new role, so I love it so far, but like it gets old, right? After like a year or so, like things get repetitive, personalities get more annoying and get on your nerves. So it's totally normal to like lose motivation every once in a while. But sometimes it's not such a deep thing. Sometimes it's actually, you're just, you know, burnt out, you know, sometimes. The signs of a bad burnout are very similar to lack of motivation or lack of guidance in your life. So how do you distinguish between those things?
Yeah, so this is something we touched on in our quitting episode a couple of weeks back. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, the easiest way to kind of do it is just take a break, go on vacation, come back and see, are mm-hmm. things better or not?
Yeah.
Is it, or, you know, get through that one project. Is mm-hmm. it really that one project that's so horrible? Or is it everything that's so horrible? Yeah. You know, like once you push through these hurdles, uh-huh. or once you just kind of take a break and step back and look at it more holistically, that's when you can really make an educated decision.
Yeah, I agree. And the breaks don't have to be so big. Like, you know, maybe you're in investment banking and you just started and you can't take vacation, you know, like, but like have yourself a little spa day, like go book yourself a little massage and really truly like disconnect for like half a day or so to the extent that you can. Go be in nature. You know, if you're in New York, like you can literally take the Metro North to upstate to have a little like, hike, like 1 day trip. And those little things are actually so key in you like not being burnt out and just coming back on a Sunday feeling refreshed. I know this sounds like so foreign to some of you guys, but like it really helps to truly disconnect. But to the extent that you can, try not to think about like what you have to do next. So many times I force myself to take a break or, you know, like I'm doing something for self-care or mental health, but then I can't really turn off my like stream of thoughts about like, you know, planning my next day or like to-do list in my head. So this just takes practice. I mean, we're going to have a whole episode on mental health, but like, this just takes practice. You just have to recognize those streams of thoughts and try to stop them and, you know, like at least stop yourself from spiraling. So it's very important. And
so that's kind of on the identification end, right? Like,
yeah,
kind of figuring out if it's burnout or not. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned some ways to kind of deal with it if it is, yeah, right? But what if it's not burnout, right?
So what if it's not burnout? That's a good question. If it's not burnout, I would try to like do a lot of self-reflection and try to get to the bottom of it. For me, for instance, the first role I had, I didn't feel like I was important enough. Like the team I was a part of, they were really smart people from great schools. You know, the whole process of interviews, it was really hard to get that role. But when I actually started full time, I was just feeling unimportant in the grand scheme of things, in the deal process. And I just knew like I would have to move to front office to feel more motivated, you know? Yeah, so I took action definitely in that direction. And if you find that role fulfilling, there's nothing wrong with it, right? For me, when I'm working at a big institution, I just don't want to feel lost. I want to like be part of a team that's driving the, you know, core business and bringing in money. So that's how I thought about it. And then my second role, after I was there for about 2 years, same thing. I was noticing that I was slowly losing motivation, right? Like I stopped being proactive, taking initiatives, and just kind of like was getting annoyed as I got more deals or more work. So it wasn't a good sign. And I realized overall, I think after being at a big bank for 5 years, it was getting old for me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just realized the growth opportunities can be limited. I'm being siloed, because at a big bank, like when you're running a deal process, everyone is focusing on like a tiny little portion of that deal process. And like you're being like kind of pigeonholed to develop an expertise in that little silo. And I was just worried about my future, you know, my future in that capacity, I guess, and my exit opportunities. And I just didn't want to like, you know, have my skill set plateau this early in my career.
Yeah. So that's a good point, I think.
So I was losing motivation, and I just had to like move roles. And as things were coming my way, when I was like evaluating other opportunities, I was trying to be careful not to go to similar firms or similar cultures, right? Because I just needed something refreshing, and that refreshing new wave of like a new culture would keep me motivated for a little bit. But we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, yeah. I think one thing is, so you have the things that motivate you in a role,
mm-hmm,
and it's also important that, for example, you were also thinking about the future career prospects. Even though that's not something that might be motivating you day to day, sort of having that in the back of your mind is important, because I think it's easy to get sort of carried away with the day to day flow of things.
That's so true.
Kind of lose track of the big picture, right? Like,
mm-hmm,
where are you going?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's so good, because like, that's a good point. I think they're different things. The things that can motivate you day to day, like the culture, how nice people are, and like, you know, the little vacations you book here and there, or your brunches, they're different than the things that motivate you long term, right? Big picture things. And every time I lose my day to day motivation, I remind myself of the big picture stuff. Like, for instance, like some of you guys are in IB, right? I mean, how can you be even motivated in IB? Like, it's just so horrible. Like, the hours, the culture. I mean, I'm generalizing, right? But you get my point. But you just remind yourself, okay, this is temporary. I'm doing it for 2 years. I have all these exit opportunities. You know, you just like remind yourself of the big picture and how insignificant your one bad day is in the grand scheme of things. And that should help you with your day-to-day motivation.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's hard though to do that. Yeah. It's hard to think big picture when
you just need to be an optimist at that point, which like yeah. I feel like so many of us are like so bad at. We're, you know, a generation of like sarcastic, sassy millennials. So it's really hard. I mean, for me, actually talking to my parents about it is really helpful. Like, as much as we hate on boomers, I think they have really valid points, you know? I think we can be overly critical of roles. We can be too perfectionist. So I think it's helpful to talk to people from different perspectives or different generations, different set of values, to kind of like keep things in perspective and keep yourself in check.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it obviously it helps a lot if you have a concrete plan.
Yeah. Too. If you have a concrete plan, especially if it's like a timeline-based plan, I think that's really helpful. But, I mean, it's really up to you.
Yeah. For me, I don't have one because right now there's no promotion track that I'm on. Uh-huh. There's no, you know, I don't have anything to look forward to, you know, at the end of the year other than a bigger and a bigger bonus.
Yeah. So how does it make you feel that there's no promotion track, like no title change, like there's no path really for you?
So I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm. Because, I like that too,
because
honestly.
It takes a lot of the bullshit out of the job, right? Like mm-hmm. You're not worrying about what's my title going to be.
Hierarchy.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm in a small flat company. Mm-hmm. I report directly to C-level people. Everyone on my team does, right? Like mm-hmm. There's no middle managers or anything like yeah. that. There's no like, if I need to ask someone a question, I just, you know, I hit up like one of the partners or the mm-hmm. CTO or something and ask him
yeah.
the question. I don't have to like go through channels or like put in requests for things or, you know, mm-hmm. it makes my day to day much more fluid and much easier to deal with. And it's the same way with motivation. It's like, I don't have to worry about, what does this person think of me? Am I going to be getting that promotion? Is that other person going to be getting that promotion? Yeah. Like, I don't feel any sense of competition with people there.
I like that.
Like, at the end of the day, this is my title. Everyone on my team has the same title. And at the end of the day, you know, we all get bonuses based off of how well we performed. And
yeah,
that's it.
You should only compete with yourself. Like, compare your numbers to last year and stuff like that. Instead of, like, trying to pry into like how much others are getting paid. I like that, and I'm really struggling with that right now, having come from a big bank, right? Now I work at a small firm, and you know, everyone is telling me, yeah, all we care about is making our firm better and bigger, and if the pie gets bigger, we all get a bigger, you know, piece, right? So you're really not like competing against the guy next to you or the girl next to you. You know, everyone's just, there's enough for everyone to do. You're not competing to get stuff done, deals or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So that's the opposite of a bank mentality. And people who came from banks to this, some certain banks to this firm, they actually didn't do well. I mean, some of them have ended up leaving because banks, I feel like, are like really any kind of big institution with serious hierarchy, you kind of have to play these political games. I mean, diplomacy and politics, they're everywhere, but like it's just next level in a big institution. And it might be a little overwhelming for like someone young or like fresh out of college to navigate. That was another thing that actually killed my motivation. Now that I think about it, back in the day, because like especially if you come from a small school or just like transitioning from any school
any
to
school.
The work yeah, environment, yeah. like there's, I want to say, less of a sense of meritocracy, because in the at school, you know, you pull all-nighters, you write your essays, you study for your exams. There is a grade attached to it. It feels like it's a meritocracy because whatever you put into it is what you get out. And very quickly I realized that's not how it works in the workplace. And that was so discouraging for me, especially because I was such a nerd in school and I was like killing it. And then all of a sudden, like 6 months in, I was like, wait, someone doesn't like my work. Like, they don't like my personality. Like, how dare they? Like, you know? So that's something to bear in mind. I don't know if we can do anything about that in terms of like that affecting our personality. But I think to the extent that you can talk to other juniors or people your level about their experience and just kind of know you're not alone, that always helps me. But yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in this week. As yes, always, guys. You know, please follow us on Instagram at successinthecity.ny. Continue DMing us any questions you might have there. And you can email us any other questions you have at successinthecity.ny@gmail.com.
Yeah. And let us know how you felt about the Q&A episode. If you want more of that for the upcoming month end. Mm-hmm. So that's something we do in addition to our weekly episodes. Again, keep DMing us about episode ideas. We love hearing from you. I literally respond to every single person. If I ever don't respond, like, it might be because I've just started a new role. I might have seen it and not responded, but that's very unlikely. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Sorry if we sounded a little bit low energy today. It's like we're recording after work. Usually we do this on weekends. So please forgive us. But thank you so much. And
see you next week. Yep.